gap.
What's wrong with your goddamn black phone? Doesn't work. Listen, in goddamn Seagirt, New Jersey.
Listen, there's no blacks out here, so there's no service where I am in New Jersey. You'd be surprised.
Where in... Oh, well, you are at the beach, and they can't swim, I guess.
Yeah, do I sound okay?
No, you sound ugly. No, you sound fine. Listen, so this is an emergency. I was working on a new DVD, Raw Rods 13, Volume 13, Breeding Sessions.
What? So, what's that have to do with Sylvia Brown and this controversy? And I hope the Guardian will contact you. You should contact them and say, you know, I've got some information. Mm-hmm. She did a prediction from my friend Cheryl Murkowski, which was true. So I'm going to, you could defend her. Are you taking the position that you're defending her? Or was that just you trying to...
Well, yes, I like
the idea. Take a fight with me.
I like the idea of you bringing yourself up into the conversation, even though I'm the one being pulled into the limelight here.
Yeah, well, you can have the limelight if you'd like.
But Cheryl, the thing is, first of all, everybody makes mistakes.
Doctors, lawyers, psychics.
I think the people at The Guardian are well-researched. They know that I am a
obviously,
a real
they read
fan.
All the comments.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully they watched the videos that I promoted there as well. But I think this particular, we must do a homage at least to her a little.
I don't go for the strange, weird, beaded doorways, falcon, whatever it might be. Balls. I always call it the wiffle dust, the marvelous good energy.
Any germ was a demon. So if you got a stomach ache, then you got invaded by a stomach demon. Now, if you've ever had a stomach problem, you think that that's true.
And we know that she is racist. Sylvia Brown is racist. She says this.
Nigger.
And she says this.
Coons.
Right. So, Cheryl, this is an emergency program. I'll have to edit out all the goddamn times I tried to reach you on that humongous phone of yours.
I'm sorry about that.
You are.
You know,
you are sorry you'd get a real phone like a Verizon.
Yeah, well, not all of us can afford these extravagances.
Not all of us can afford to not be reached during a time of extreme crisis. You don't know. You don't know what could happen. You don't know. You don't know where you're going to be when you need to be reached for an emergency ground.
What if Sylvia had died, God forbid, and
this is gonna
kill her. We needed to do an emergency ground? You have a good point.
What gets me is I don't understand the nerve of these people, you know? Like, how dare they think psychics are not always 100% accurate? I mean, to call me, I must so identify. But how could they call Sylvia a fake psychic? That's not redundant, is it?
No, it's not at all.
No.
I mean, let me read this first part of this comment that somebody put on the Guardian story.
Yeah.
This is the same charlatan cunt who had that hilarious bet with James Randi. After accepting his $1 million challenge to be tested under his supervision, she began her extremely drawn-out backpedal, thinking up bullshit excuse after bullshit excuse, including claiming that she has received no proof that the money actually exists. This, however, is a lot less hilarious.
I've been violated in some way.
But Cheryl, they didn't say cunt in The Guardian, did they?
No, but...
Why did you say cunt?
And it's quoting. Say that.
What is this?
To drive down the street and all of a sudden become Francine. That's crazy.
See, people are crazy not to have faith in Sylvia. You know, she does make mistakes. And the thing is, listen, okay, so let's say... So this big, fat, white woman... In 2003, she lost her daughter. Instead of trying to look for her, what does she do? She goes on Montel in her best, you know, Walmart outfit. Yeah, with her fat, triple chin. And she said, where's my daughter, Sylvia the psychic? Because, you know, there's every reason to trust a goddamn psychic. You know?
Yeah.
So the Sylvia says, well, she's dead. Sorry, deal with it. You know, if she was alive, she would have called you. Now, what if she had said she's alive? Then they would have...
She's in a... It's damp.
Mm-hmm. Damn if you...
Dark.
What? Yeah. Damp? No. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. If Sylvia had said she's alive, it would have been worse, because then the critics and there are too many critics. Can I just finish this thought? So it's a double standard. So if she said, if she had said, "Oh well, she's alive," then they would have roasted her even more for false hopes. It's, isn't it better to think she's dead so you can get pleasantly surprised? It's like, well, I always say, pray for the
able to be pleasantly surprised because she's dead.
I thought she was alive.
I believe that her mother, that Sylvia told her mother that she's dead. She's dead.
No, she's alive. That's the whole point.
Her mother's alive?
The daughter's alive. Isn't the daughter the one that got raped?
Yes, but the mother who Sylvia told, your daughter's dead, is dead. So she never was able to find out.
Well, whose fault is that? How is that Sylvia's fault if she was so fat that she ate herself to death?
Let me see.
Huh? How is that Sylvia's fault? I love how they blame the psychic for everything, Cheryl. It's the psychic's fault. The psychic didn't take the kid away. The psychic wasn't the police who couldn't find the kid even though she was fucking next door for 10 years. How do you hide that?
She died a year after hearing that her daughter was dead.
Oh, wah. That's Sylvia's fault. Wah, yeah. Wah, wah. Why don't you dial 1-800-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH because you're dead. Well, why doesn't Sylvia just call her mother and say, your daughter's not dead, you are. Mistake. Doctors, liars, psychics.
The thing is just this.
Yeah, what's the thing? What's the thing? I called you in the middle of a busy day while you're in Seagirt cleaning up after Sandy to know what's the thing. So
did
tell
you
me.
Even explain what we're talking about?
Go ahead. People? I'm too angry. I'm too angry. And I have no fish to eat.
Some little girl disappeared. Mm-hmm. And
was it Candy Crowley?
Her mother went on the Montel. And so
and asked Sylvia, because that's what you do when you lose a child. You ask a psychic instead of looking for the child, and you eat.
In 2004, and Sylvia said her daughter was in heaven and on the other side. And then the last words were, goodbye, Mom, I love you.
So?
She was
next door. She thinks she was on the other side. She was on the other side, but she was on the other side of the wall. She was next door in that. Where was she? What?
Is there a video of, I hope someone posts that.
Of what?
Of Sylvia saying, she's dead, go home.
If you,
it would be nice, but I'm just, okay. So anyway, so there's a story.
Go home.
Which will be linked in the show notes.
Notes? Are you going to be writing them?
Yep. And okay. The headline is Cleveland Abductions. Fans lash out at Sylvia Brown over false prediction. Okay.
No, those aren't the fans lashing out. Those are haters.
Brown's fans are defending her predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, everyone makes mistakes, even doctors, psychics.
Can you say that again? It glitched out. It glitched.
Everyone makes mistakes, even doctors, lawyers, psychics. Wrote one, which links to your comment.
Can you please click one and see what it links to? What name? And the Guardian. This is the Guardian, an international important.
The link is broken.
What?
I wonder if they took it down.
God damn motherfuckers. Oh, and I am angry now. My 15 minutes are over again.
You took a screenshot.
Maybe you have an internet bad problem.
I'm going to Sylvia's page. Hold on.
This really upsets me. Don't tell me they're going to try and fuck me
Sylvia's
up.
Sylvia's page is down.
What?
Wait, they take down Sylvia's page?
Wait, hold on. What? I have to feign. What do you call that when you're feigning something? I noticed because I tried to click like on a comment earlier and it wouldn't, and the like button wasn't working. So she probably took it down herself. According to wrote one. Yeah. I added another. Fuck you. Fuck you. My fame is over. Well, why couldn't they have said bloated lesbian? You know, they said cunt earlier in the article, right? Cunt?
No, they didn't.
You said cunt. You read cunt. You've read cunt, Cheryl. I can play back the tape if there was one. You said Kant. Uh-huh. You did. Hello? Are you doing something else when you're talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Smoking reefers? Mm-hmm. So tell me, how is Sigurd? Are you cleaning up all this wreck from Sandy? What are you doing to put the beach back?
I'm very upset that my sister's page is deleted.
Jan? What does Jan have to say about this? Has she been reached for comment?
No.
Your other sis, Tade?
What's going on here?
She probably took her page down because she was getting her hole wrecked.
And all the, I mean, I linked her in this comment.
Mm-hmm.
Did she just block me or something?
No, I clicked it too. It's down. She took her page down, Cheryl.
Okay,
not about you. Not about right, she's going to go after you when there's thousands of people.
Doesn't even work.
These people are mean to her. I wish we could reach out to her. Should we call her phone line and offer our support?
I think that might be what's happening.
Maybe we should try.
Okay.
And then that's it, because, you know, we can't just... This is ridiculous. What am I going to... I'm supposed to be working. Why do you laugh at that? Fired. Fired fingers. All right, let's see. Sylvia Brown. She is listed as a contact and... Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll be ringing. On,
you know. You have reached the offices of Sylvia Brown, spiritual teacher and world-renowned...
You're going to talk, Cheryl.
...and her psychic son, Chris Dufresne. Chris, who was born with the same psychic ability as Sylvia,
that's
has
lucky.
Been doing psychic readings for over 26 years. If you have any questions about having a psychic reading or to check availability, please press
Be
zero
nice,
now.
Cheryl.
And a staff person will answer your call.
Zero.
Or you can leave a message.
What are we asking?
Info number and area code.
I don't know.
Your
better think of something.
Transfer to the operator.
You better think of something.
Okay.
With Oriel, that organ, you got a story to write. Hello? Hello? Operator? Hello? Why isn't it working, Mrs. Murkowski? Oh.
This is Sylvia Brown's office. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. If you called after that time, please leave a message with your name and daytime phone number with area
Be
code.
Be supportive, Cheryl.
We'll call you back as soon as possible.
Supportive.
And thank you for calling.
Hi, I'm confused. It's during your office hours, and I am a Lord Superior of Sylvia, and I went to go to her Facebook page to see how she's responding to these charlatans that are attacking her, and the page is down, and I'm wondering, what's going on? Sylvia once read one of my questions on her internet program. It was a question about prolapse, and she helped me very much. It was on the webinar. And, if she would call me back and let me know what's going on with her Twitter sheet, and her Facebook, that would be nice. Excuse me, my name is Cheryl, and I can be reached. What's going on? Get off the phone!
Mommy, I want a dollar.
What?
Give me a dollar, Mommy. To get a girdle.
Hang up the phone. Right. You were never supposed to be booing anyway.
Not for lack of your effort, Mommy.
Right.
Firm uterus, anyway. Mommy.
You can pull me back at firm uterus. Plus one firm uterus. Thank you. Bye, honey.
Sorry, Sarah, Cheryl. Sorry about that, Cheryl. Are you still there? Oh. Gerald?
You're fucking retarded, man.
I'm sorry. How did that happen? You asked me to...
I asked you for your number.
Well,
so
it's
that
hard.
I can you back.
It's I'm hard to do you. That. I had to look at the number pad and try and figure it out.
Right.
347?
It's too late.
Well, she wouldn't have called you back. What do you think she's going to...
I was a supporter, and she needs supporters in a time of crisis like this.
Well, I doubt if she got past that part of the message anyway. To be frank.
Well,
I'm sorry to ruin your cool.
Our investigation has ended with nothing. And this is going to bolster the claim that you are supporting Sylvia Brown, and maybe you'll get an interview with The Guardian and your career will take off again.
Is there anybody else we should try and reach for comments, perhaps?
James Randi Foundation.
Okay. James Randi. He's so old. I hope he's not. He's probably dancing in his pants. It depends.
Nation. Why did he take down her Facebook page?
Because he's James Randi Foundation. Contact Press Center. Let's see. Oh my God! Here, found the number. Ask to talk to James. I don't know what your agenda fintered be. Do you? While I write this down, what's going to finter be your agenda, talking to James?
I don't know.
Well, maybe you should think of something while I put the number in the computer. Maybe you ought to think. God, Cheryl, you're filthy and you're dirty. And you're a hoover.
Oh. Who takes down their Facebook page?
People that are getting harassed, maybe, and getting their careers ruined.
Well, she needs someone to manage.
Well, maybe she needs an SMC. Can't think of anyone could do it. Wait a second. How about you? Yeah. James Randi Foundation. Here we are. Get on it.
Thank you for calling the James Randi Educational Foundation, a leading voice of critical thinking about pseudoscience and the paranormal. If you know the option you wish to choose, you may enter it at any time. To reach the development department for questions about membership or donations, press 1.
No.
For all press inquiries, or to reach our communications department, press 2. For questions regarding our $1 million paranormal challenge, press 3. To reach the...
Sheriff, this is Thomas.
Hi, I'm calling him. I'm wondering if James is available to talk about this Sylvia Brown controversy.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl, I can take a message. James is not in this office, but I can pass along a message to him if you'd like.
Oh, well, so it's just, I mean, do you know anything about this Sylvia Brown controversy? I mean, today there's been a flare-up. With the news that she came up with that prediction about that girl, that she was dead, and she's actually not. And is James going to say anything about this?
Well, I can take your contact information if you'd like, and I can put him in touch with you.
All right. Okay, well, my name is Cheryl, and I can be reached, or my friend Madge, who also, she's kind of like an assistant. So she helps out. I guess I'll give you my phone number. 347, McCoy, 688-378.
Okay, I'll pass along a note to him.
Thank you, honey. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Cheryl, he almost said bye, honey. Did you hear that, the way he said bye? I think he's a fan. I told you to say Warhol, not whorehole.
Oh, well, it's a you.
Wait, now let me hook up. I got to get on my Google Talk thing and make sure that it's linked into my goddamn vagina hole holder.
I'm sure he'll be calling back.
Oh, I'm sure he's probably delighted. I mean, like, are you kidding? This is his... This is the That's day he's been waiting for. He can die now. He's old enough to.
I'm looking up James Randi. See if he said anything.
Yeah, do. Do a Google News search for the past hour. Nope, because nobody's curled him. Okay, let me do my Google setup here. Settings for Google Voice. Let's see. Forward calls to Google Chat. Yeah. Stop saying yeah just because I'm saying yeah. Okay? Yeah. No, I was just kidding. You can say new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, settings. So we're going to forward to Google Chat. Yeah. Now let's go to Google Chat. Google Chat.
There.
You're upset, Cheryl. So what is it that you're doing there, honey? Mm-hmm. Cheryl.
Very upset.
What are you doing there?
I'm so upset.
Why are you upset? Because I got quoted instead of you and you can't link to her?
I mean, I don't take down my Facebook page when there's controversy about my smoking or when I get accused of child rape and endangerment. I don't do that.
Okay, I'm just going to do a test call from Google to make sure it works.
Okay.
And thank you for calling Thurrock Memorial Hospital. Para español, oprime el número 4. If you are calling from a rarity phone, please hold and be
Ask for Dr. Tharik.
Tharik Memorial, may I help you?
Hi, can I speak with Dr. Tharik, please?
Tharik Memorial, may I help you?
Yes, can I speak with a Dr. Tharik, please?
Dr. Tharik?
Yep.
Dr. Thorik's been dead for years.
Oh, my God, no.
Yes.
He was my physician, and I haven't had any health problems in a while, and I thought, well, now that I've got this, do you know what a prolapse is?
No, I don't, sir. I'm the operator.
Oh, well, so a prolapse is when your woman parts fall out, and my cervix is very loose and it's been falling out for years, but it's become a very bad problem. So I thought I would call my doctor, Dr. Thorik, and ask him for some help, and now you're telling me he's dead?
Yes.
Oh, well, how do I get in touch with someone else? I mean, I had pretty good care at your hospital, but sometimes I got these infections and bed sores. But the care and the Dr. Thorik was so wonderful. How do I get another doctor?
Hold on.
Okay.
Are currently assisting all.
Cheryl, I had to hang up because that person happens to be a good friend of mine.
Who? That woman?
Yes.
How do you know?
I know her. She used to work for me for years. I know her.
Well, it's too late.
I thought maybe she would. I can't believe she doesn't know what a prolapse is.
Well, I guess you better ask her about that yet.
Mm-hmm. I love this.
Did they do okay?
Very nice.
Hospital-acquired infections.
Why did she call you sir, though?
I don't know. Chris!
I love this message. Madge Weinstein has ejected James Randi Foundation from this conversation. It sounds so rude, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. So the problem was I had to hold my headphone up to the built-in mic because it wasn't... I don't know how to switch it, you know, to the other business. Oh, I hear a phone, but that's somebody else's landlines. How do you control the input, honey, of this thing? I don't know how this thing works.
That's why I couldn't use the Google Voice when I was drawing phone calls. So, anything else that you got for me before I go back to cleaning the beach?
Is that a euphemism for how you have to...
I have to comb the beach for survivors.
Oh, I thought you were just restoring the beach with your vagina. Because I thought that they, you know, that this, the hurricane had really roughed up the sand and that they needed you because you could use your clips to just sort of flatten them down, to flatten down the sand with your clips.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures I put in the holder of the wonderful people I saw?
Yeah, the fatties. They all go into my fat stream, Cheryl. They all go.
Oh, the ones I sent you?
If they're fat, they go in the fat stream. They're pretty good. Well, it's in the fat stream. I gave you the secret link once. You can still use it.
Yeah, I don't use that, you know.
But it's a secret link. You don't have to use the you don't have to join it, anything.
It's ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you get to see some Chinese tourists taking pictures of Seagirt.
iPads and iPad minis.
And Cheryl, Griselle.
That's photography. If you want to go somewhere and see something beautiful, bring your iPad. You don't need a camera with the fancy lenses and all that. You've got a pad.
And Cheryl, I took many pictures while you were away, and I want you to look at them. I saw many, many of you in New York. Griselda went to Red Bank yesterday, and she didn't see you. No, Sunday, and she's very upset.
Yeah, I'm out of town.
Yeah, I know, but she went there just to see you, and she has a picture from the Red Bank sign. Mm-hmm. Well, I will follow up with you. I imagine I'll get it if I get a message on my voicemail from the amazing Randy. Did I tell you when I was a little girl, I went and saw him in a church? My mommy took me. Oh, yeah.
Pretty nice.
But he used to debunk magic tricks. Really fun guy. You know, when he's not telling kids there's no Santa. Doctors, lawyers, psychics, you get the business. Anyway, this has been a nice short show for us. Wait, is this late breaking news? Wait, Guy Lord Morgan, he wrote a comment. Let me just see.
Nothing.
He just said, listen, doctors, lawyers, psychics all make mistakes. Okay, well, that's it. Yeah, Laura Rose Velovich says she took down her page. Thank you, all of you. Newscasters, and by the way, I will say quickly, if you want to be a member of my secret fatty subscription page and you have an iDevice, just email me bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. Give me your, you know, mobile me or whatever the fuck they call it, ID for this photo stream, your Apple ID, and I will add you so that you can see. What are you talking about, my panties? Oh, Cheryl, why did you put these duty panties up there and say that they're mine?
Sorry. Thought they were.
Okay. And,
oops.
We'll have
sorry
to.
About that, yeah.
In the next show, we're going to discuss your sharding. And we're also going to discuss that new song that I found while trying to babysit. It's called Whitey N-Word. The Whitey N-Word song I sent you.
You found that while babysitting?
I was babysitting Griselda, and she wanted me to play some children's music. So I typed something in Pandora, like, kids dance music. And that song came up, like, third. And we just couldn't fucking believe it. And it took me, like, all day Sunday to find it, because I had to play Pandora, you know, because you can't just pick songs. Oh, no, I bookmarked it, but it's not available on iTunes. It's not available on Amazon. It's been banned from the world. But for some reason, it's on Amazon heavy rotation for when you type kids' songs.
Anyway,
so we're going to play that. Okay. When are you coming home? Sunday?
I don't even know. Depends when this cleanup gets finished. And they keep finding dead... Never mind.
Feces. Anyway, I look forward to the next Grum, because I see that you posted some very nice things in the holder. I saw a horrible-looking woman with a face that she looked like she had been chasing parked buses at a very fast speed. How y'all doing there? I'm looking forward to that.
What? That thing and her husband with multiple stomachs and his breasts are hanging down.
Yes. Well, I didn't watch the whole thing because, you know, when I see something like that, I get excited and I want to wait so it's a surprise.
Okay.
But I'm very looking forward to this. I also need more album art in anticipation. The album art I'm going to post with this is from Chris. And you're in a cute little shopping cart as I shop. I think you'll like it.
It's nice.
It's from one of the fatties that somebody sent me from Walmart. And I have my face on her on the fatty's backwards body. And then you're in the cart naked, looking now rather fetal.
Fetal
and old.
Feeble, you mean?
Fetal.
Feeble.
Fetal.
Feeble.
Fetal.
Feeble?
Fetal. F-E-T-A-L. Fetal. And by the way, did you know in Germany you can only get a divorce? I mean, an abortion up to 12 weeks. Don't move there.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
I never...
Should I play this song now just to give people a little bit of anticipation, or should I wait?
You can do whatever you want. But I need to go to the back to the beach.
But I want to know what. Well, I'm not going to play without your reaction, but I want to know what you think, if I should play it now or not.
It's too racial.
So play it on the live gram.
Yeah.
Next time. Okay.
Yeah, because then no one will hear it, you know.
Yeah, that's better. All right, Cheryl, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the emergent grum. And pray for Sylvia and for Francine. I hope she doesn't die from this.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye.
Everything is passing. It all passes.
I have nothing to play, so I'm just going to go. Well, maybe. Let's see what I can. Do I have anything to play? Up in here. I really wasn't planning to do a show today since I did one yesterday. God, that's horrible. I'm just going to go by song titles and see if I can find anything interesting. No. What would be good about psychics? Psychics. Let's see. Something with the word psychic in it on iTunes. Let's see. Just fucking can't search psychic. No. What's this? Oh, no, I can play... No, Sylvia. Temple of Penance. Fine, we'll do the Temple of Penance. I don't even know what that is. Show it. Go to Sylvia Brown. Temple of Penance. Whatever.
Meditation for the Temple of Penance.
She needs it.
The Temple of Penance is not what it sounds like. We always think of penance as having to make restitution for something. But this hall has nothing to do with that. It's not a duplicate for anything you know at church in which you have to kneel down, say rosaries, or flagellate yourself. This is a much smaller yet Romanesque building that's set back a little from the larger halls again. It is not in existence to punish you or show you what you've done wrong, or whether you'll live another life or not. Not everyone needs to go there. But you may find a visit to be very helpful. You view things from your life on a scanner, yet you're now focusing on the experiences that you feel are unfinished, including things you never got to say or explain to someone. It's basically a place to tie up loose ends that might be on your conscience. With your chart in hand, you can meet with any person you wish to call on with the specific purpose of working out any confusion or animosity. The idea is to rid us of any of those little pinpricks of life. For example, if you felt that you were excessively rude or did something wrong. I once spoke to a woman who was so upset because as a child she took a $20 bill out of her mother's purse. Insignificant things such as these sometimes seem to get bigger as we get older. We can go to the Temple of Penance and justify what happened with someone. And more times than not, the person doesn't remember it. Doesn't care or didn't think anything of it when it occurred. Suffice it to say, we need to do this for ourselves. This is kind of what you might call the cleanup temple. You may never sweep anything under the carpet, but you'll make sure that you get rid of all those little slings and arrows that you might have put out, or the cruelty, the curtness, or the pain you gave someone. In this hall, you make sure that you wind all of this up, because it's in your chart and certainly on your scanner. It's so good to get rid of a lot of the guilt, the feelings that you did something wrong. 99% of the time when you go to the Temple of Penance, you will find out that the individual you're anxious about did not even have any feelings about it at all. You may say, what if the person is still living? It doesn't make any difference. The hologram or the spirit of the individual can still be there because even though it's hard to understand, everything is in God's now. While you are there, you might think of more things you'd like to clear up than you originally did. You could even write a list so that you're prepared the next time you go to this hall. When you're ready, come back all the way back to yourself, feeling cleansed of any past transgressions and so refreshed
1, 2, 3.